Good afternoon, my name is Edgar Fleury, Special Magistrate. We're going to be discussing petitions 2020-073. The petitioner indicated that they would not attend the hearing. However, they wanted their evidence that was submitted to be reviewed at the hearing and considered. Okay, could you please proceed with the testimony? I was handed the evidence by the property appraiser.
The parcel number is R10-223-17-3254-00D0-0000. This is an Applebee's restaurant located at 4651 Commercial Way in Spring Hill. It sits at the northwest corner of Commercial Way and Bridgewater Club Loop. It has frontage on Commercial Way, Bridgewater Club Loop, and Frontage Road.
Excuse me, you didn't indicate the assessment market values.
Oh, I apologize. The 2020 just value is $1,864,321. The assessed and taxable values are $1,237,233.
Thank you.
This property is zoned PDP-GHC. It's a retail casual dining restaurant built in 1998. It has 64,271 usable square feet of land and 4,994 leasable square feet improvement. If you'll look on page 14 and 15, we have a comp improved sales chart. Mm-hmm. We use four improved sales located in Hillsborough and Hernando County. They have a range of 5,422 leasable square feet to 10,485 leasable square feet. They sold from June of 2017 through October of 2019. We made adjustments for market conditions, location, age condition, quality design, size, and land-to-building ratio. We ended up with a range of $285.23 to $644.71 per leasable square foot. We settled on $500 per leasable square foot for a final value of $2,497,000. If you'll turn to pages 23 and 24, we have a comparable rentals chart showing we used three comparable rentals located in Hillsborough, Hernando, and Pasco counties that ranged from 4,728 leasable square feet to 7,881 leasable square feet. These are all actual leases and are all absolute net lease structures. We did make an adjustment for conditions of lease, location, age condition, quality design, and size. And we ended with a range between $24.45 per leasable square foot to $63.91 per leasable square foot. We used $40 per leasable square foot. If you'll turn to page 31, we have our direct cap chart showing the Applebee's at 4,994 square feet. At $40 per square feet gives us an annual rent of $199,760. We added reimbursement income to give us a PGI of $201,222. We use 3% vacancy, giving us an effective gross income of $195,186. We used 6.52% expenses, giving us an NOI of $182,466. We applied a 6.25% cap rate and loaded it with last year's millage, giving us a loaded cap rate of 7.87% and a final value of $2,319,162. The eight criteria were considered in the analysis of the subject. The value of the subject from the sales comparison approach is $2,497,000. From the income approach is $2,319,162. Primary weight was placed on the sales comparison approach with secondary weight on the income approach. Therefore, the as-is fee simple market value of the subject is $2,461,432. The rest of this packet is property record cards, deeds, and offering memorandums on the subjects, along with legal data.
Thank you. The property appraiser's evidence is Exhibit 1 and is admissible. The petitioner provided the following information or evidence to be considered. Consisted of a cost approach with the indicated value of $1,245,200 or $249.34 per square foot. Submitted one sale on Spring Hill Drive at $105.88 per square foot and a location map. That is the extent of the evidence, and the evidence is considered as Exhibit 2 and is admissible. All right, is any rebuttal to the petitioner's evidence?
Yes, sir. Real quick, I show that the floor area perimeter multiplier they used is incorrect and the local multiplier they used is incorrect. Also, that they indicated no value for the canopies, detached utility building, masonry wall, soft cost, or entrepreneurial incentive in their cost approach. And as far as their one sale that they submitted, that is a disqualified sale. It was disqualified due to being affiliated parties. The person that sold it is also part of the group that bought it. So it was a disqualified sale. And that's all I have.
Okay, do I have a copy of your rebuttal?
Absolutely.
Thank you, ma'am. The rebuttal presented by the property appraiser is Exhibit 3 and is admissible.
End of petition.